Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around for another episode of Authority Engine, where our mission is to help you launch your business into the limelight with actionable advice, real-life case studies, and tactics straight from all the top podcasters. I'm Ben Kruger, and we are going to have a blast today. As always, I am excited to introduce my guest. He has been in the podcasting game for a long time now and really understands the nuts and bolts and the, you know, behind the scenes, how things work when it comes to running a podcast and all the hardware, all of the, you know, all that fun stuff. And so I wanted to bring him on today to talk about an interesting new show that he is doing. And it's interesting because of the format that he's using. He's using what he's calling a roundtable podcast format, which is essentially where he'll have, you know, five or six people on the show, and it'll be more of an open forum type discussion with one discussion leader to talk about some various topics. And so I thought this was really interesting because us as people who are interested in small businesses, this could be an incredible opportunity to bring together people in your industry and start forming a little bit of a mastermind or a little bit of a, you know, network of these industry leaders and thought leaders in this space. So let's get back to our guest. I'm very excited to have him on today. His name is Ray Ortega, and he runs the Podcasters Roundtable over at podcastersroundtable.com. You know, a guy who's podcasting about podcasting. I don't know anybody who does that. And this is going to be an absolutely fantastic episode. However, before we get into that, I want to take a quick minute to mention our featured podcast this week. This week, it goes out to The Mistake Podcast with Peter Shankman and Peter Keller. It's Pete and Pete running this thing, Pete and Repeat. That never stops to entertain me. But it's an incredible show to where they bring on a guest and they highlight some of the mistakes that they've made in their life, and typically some of the bigger ones. So sometimes it's career-related, sometimes it's personal life-related, or it's whatever. But it's all about those mistakes and helping people learn from other people's mistake. Their tagline is, it's only a mistake if you don't learn from it. So definitely check that out over at themistakepodcast.com. Incredible show. All right, let's get into it. We've got Ray Ortega, and we are going to be talking about the roundtable podcast format and how it might be really interesting to you and your industry, and you could use it for your business. So let's do it. All right, so we've got Ray Ortega on the show today. He runs a roundtable style podcast, among others, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about that. But Ray, welcome to the show. Super psyched to have you on, man.
Hey, thanks, Ben. I'm happy to be here.
We've chatted a couple times. We hooked up real quick at New Media Expo and had a couple different discussions. Been wanting to have you on the show for a while, so finally glad to get you on and talk a little bit of shop. So can you tell us a little bit about your roundtable style podcast and just give us kind of the 30,000 foot view to get us rolling here?
Yeah, it's called Podcasters Roundtable, and it's something that, you know, I already have a show. I have two shows about podcasting. That's Podcasters Studio and Podcast Quick Tips. But I heard that,
addiction maybe?
Yeah, you know, once you start these things, you tend to come up with ideas. Hey, I got an idea for another show, right? So that happened to me. Google Plus announced, or they sort of released this new thing they were going to do, which was after Hangouts. It was going to be Hangouts on Air. And so I knew this was coming, and it was released to some celebrities, and I thought, this is going to be a really cool live streaming platform. And I said, well, when they finally release it to the public, to the rest of us, I have an idea for a show. And it's something that I kind of wanted to do for quite a while. It's something I'm already doing informally, which is getting online and talking to my other friends who do podcasting, and we're just talking about podcasting. And I may not even call them up to talk podcasting, but inevitably, we're there for like 45 minutes, and we've had a cool conversation that I wish other people could listen in on. So I said, well, that's the key. I will start this show. It'll sort of be, it won't be the how-tos. It'll be more of a discussion. I want people to learn through, hopefully, like opinionated debate. And we'll just talk about the issues that podcasters face, try to leave out the, this is how you should do it, and more so that the people can learn how different podcasters do it, and then you can decide what you want to take back to your own show and how you want to use that. You know, you, one person might say, hey, I don't like the way Ray is doing it, but I like what Ben is saying. I'm going to go over and do that. So that was sort of the inception of Podcasters Roundtable. And again, like I said, we do that via Google Hangouts on air. And one of the unique things about it is I try to bring on, well, I bring on a new podcaster every round. And the hope is that at some point, the majority of people in my community, at least, will appear on the show, because while we're all podcasters and we love podcasting, we don't all have a show about podcasting. This gives everyone a chance to give input into how they're producing their show.
Yeah, and I can say you had me on the show a while back, and I really loved coming and hanging out with you guys, talking a little bit of shop, because, yeah, it's one of those things to where when you have a passion, whether it be working on old cars or podcasting, just having other people to chat about it with and bounce ideas and just talk about different concepts, whether you all agree on the same points or not, is a blast.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. That's the goal. It's just, seriously, let's just have some fun having conversations that we'd have between ourselves, but let's do it live in front of an audience. And of course, if you're geeky and you're into podcasting, Google Hangouts on Air is not a podcast. Technically, we don't have a podcast by doing that. It's just a live streamed event, so to speak. But I take the audio only from that. The archive is always available in video at podcastersroundtable.com or YouTube. But I take the audio only from that, and I put that into an RSS feed, which then makes it into a podcast, if you want to get technical about it.
Yeah, if we're applying labels. So, okay, so let's talk about the roundtable style of podcasting. So essentially what you do is you, as the, you know, main host, will have multiple people on the podcast as kind of a sounding board. So, you know, you'll bring up a topic, and then, you know, you may have, I think you generally have four or five people on. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, I always have, almost every time, Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity Podcast and Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, they join me. They're co-hosts, basically. I started the show, but then I asked them, hey, you guys want to come on? We all do podcasts about podcasting, and it really helps. You know, this is the first time I've ever had a co-host type situation, and it can really help as a podcaster to have those other people to help you along, especially in a live stream situation. You may have to deal with something else or go to the chat room and someone can always jump in who kind of knows the format. But so you'll typically find all three of us on every round, but then beyond that, so that's three people right there. Beyond that, I add people anywhere from one, which would be just me, to 10 people. So Google Plus Hangouts on Air lets you do 10 people total. So I think our highest is like 8 people or something. And I'll do the 10. It's just for fun. But yeah, so there's always, there might be some other recurring people, like you may have you back on, and we'll have, you know, a couple of people who have never been on before. And the whole point is to bring on people who have some experience or knowledge around that topic that we're talking about for any given round.
Interesting, interesting. So I really like it because it breaks out of the mold, the typical, you know, only interview style, like what we're doing right here, to where it's, you know, either the host or the host and a co-host and a guest.
Yeah.
Because that really, you know, kind of is the direction or the way that most people do podcasts at this point. So I really like the format of kind of having that round table, that open discussion, and it allows for a totally different vibe. And we'll get into this in a future episode with the live streaming part of it, but it allows you to have more of an open discussion with the listeners as well, I think. So one of the things that, you know, with Authority Engine, most of our audience has businesses or small businesses, and they're looking to use podcasting as a tool to grow it and to grow their influence in the industry and to, you know, have a better connection with their audience and all that fun stuff. With this roundtable concept, what kind of application is there for small businesses? I mean, I can think of a couple myself, but from your point of view, what thoughts do you have on where small businesses might be able to use this roundtable style format?
Oh, I guess it's tricky since I don't have a small business myself. Well, I mean, technically, maybe I do if you consider consulting, but I imagine it's something much different. You know, this is probably, like you said, it's meant to be really informal. So, you know, like you said, it's a different sort of take on the normal thing where I think that you can make that connection with your audience or your potential customers on a different plane than maybe they normally see you, right? So obviously, if you're going to bring in more people that are related to your, you know, to your, in this case, business, whereas in my case, it would be subject or niche. But, you know, if you brought in people that were also maybe experts or had a business like yours and you had a discussion around that, whatever the topic is for that small business, you know, I think that could be extremely beneficial, not only for just getting, like you said, more having your audience see a different side of you, but just adding to the knowledge. You know, I mean, we might hold ourselves out there as experts, but we always don't have all the answers to everything, or we'd probably be rich, like we wouldn't have to do a business. So, you know, I think it really works well to work with other people in the industry. You know, there's a lot of fear about competition, but I've seen it with podcasting that working together is going to be far more beneficial than trying to sort of do it all yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, I feel like that's one of those mistakes that most people, at least it scares them. They may not go down that path to where they completely block themselves off because they're scared of competition. But, you know, it enters everybody's mind at some point. And then as soon as you start working with other people in the industry, you start thinking, well, what the heck was I even thinking? Like, it is so much better now that I'm working with these people. And, you know, everybody gets to help each other out. So I really like that you brought up that point. And so for someone who's interested in maybe starting a roundtable style show, what advice do you have for them to help them not only, you know, manage it technically as far as, you know, getting that many people on a show and being able to record it, whether it's through the new version of Google Hangout or some other tool, but how do you schedule that kind of thing? And how, like, how does that look?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I waited to do, you could do something like this in theory before Google Hangouts on air, but it's extremely difficult. And, you know, it's kind of skewed weirdly because I work with geeks, right? So we have, they have the ability, most of them know what Google Plus is. They've, most of them have been on a Hangout at some point. So it's hard for me to say that, you know, it's easy per se for someone who's not used to it, but it is easy once you, if you spend a little time with the interface, which is really easy to do. You know, you can go in your Google Plus and set up a Hangout and just sort of test things out. But so the tech has gotten a lot easier. Most people have a Google account. That's, you're going to need that. If you don't have a Google account, you just go get a Gmail. It's pretty simple. So for me, I don't deal with people who aren't familiar with the tech. So obviously, if you're not familiar with the tech, it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. And I would say that, you know, if it's something you're really interested in doing, then you need to spend the time, you know, testing it out so that you can easily walk someone else through it. I mean, it is as simple as if you have a Google account, I can, you know, ask someone to be on a show, whether it's a week ahead of time or 2 weeks, whatever it is, and say, hey, just, you know, just like a regular interview on Skype, you'd say, you know, at 4:30 on Thursday, we're going to do an interview on Skype. You know, you just need your microphone and a webcam. In many cases, it could be just a webcam. A lot of webcams have microphones on them. And I'll send you a link maybe like 20 minutes before we go live. And you could go into your Google Hangout on air. There's a link you can get. I mean, there are other ways to invite people through their Gmail, but it gets a little more complex. The easiest way is I'll just email you a link and you send them a link. They click on the link and they'll be brought in, so to speak, into the to live Hangout on air. So, you know, that's the easiest way to get other people who aren't familiar with it into it. Of course, there's always going to be issues like their browser doesn't accept, you know, it's something's going to go wrong. So you are going to have to spend some time testing it and maybe go out and talk to someone who does this more often or find a friend who does it more often to help you with it. One neat feature is you can, if you know someone who's technically inclined, you can sort of have them run the Google Hangout and all you got to do is kind of show up. So that's actually sort of a producer role, right? So there's a lot of ways to get around the tech to not make it too hard. But, you know, other than that, like I said, it's as simple as scheduling it with someone, just like a regular interview would be. You're herding cats, right? You've got more people to to wrangle together at one time, depending on how many people you're going to put on a single round table. But for me, you know, being organized and scheduling, it's not my strong point. So like, well, I'll put together a roundtable literally 24 hours before we go live, sometimes later. I'm inviting people typically into a roundtable hours before, you know, or mm-hmm. minutes before I go live. Because like I said, I work with a community of people who I can say, hey, are you available? We want to come mm-hmm. on? Cool. So for me, it's really fluid. But for someone who's a little bit more organized, you know, it's fairly simple. Once they spend a little time with the tech, and any tech you're going to use, you need to spend a little time practicing it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, and I think for my audience particularly, you know, the roundtable isn't exactly a common approach, but it's really not a common approach regardless as a podcasting tool. So I think I'll be real curious to see and watch as, you know, kind of podcasting continues to gain steam, you know, whether there's a lot more of these roundtable discussion style shows that come up, or if it's something that kind of remains a semi-rarity. So I think that'll be a fun trend to watch. But I really appreciate having you on today, Ray. This is incredible. And I know that this is not something that we typically discuss. So I know it's really helpful for our listeners. So thank you very much.
Cool. My pleasure.
Awesome. Thanks a bunch, Ray, for coming on and sharing your expertise with us. We really appreciate it. And you can check out more of Ray's stuff over at podcastersroundtable.com. And you can also find him on Twitter at Podcast Helper. And he's just an incredible all-around cool dude and obviously knows his stuff when it comes to podcasting. So thank you so much again for coming on, Ray. And for you out there as a listener, have you considered using, you know, possibly the roundtable podcast format, and how could you apply it to your industry or your business, or, you know, to network with some of the market leaders? There's a lot of really interesting ways I think this could be used as a small business owner. So head over to authorityengine.com/34 and leave us a comment in the comments section of how you might be able to use this for your business or industry. So awesome. If you guys have stuck around with me this far, I really appreciate it. It's been fantastic sharing with you guys and having a good time and learning about this interesting podcast format. And you can head over to authorityengine.com and engage with the show more. You know, hit me up. Let's have a chat. Leave us a review on iTunes. I just love helping you guys out and love to hear your feedback. So thank you guys very much for coming out and listening in. And as always, we will be back next Tuesday with more tips and strategies and tactics straight from all the top podcasters in iTunes, always geared towards helping you accelerate your business with podcasting. All right, folks, see you next week.